events. So we are going back to you. So please welcome Nikin, Diamond, Vince, Rogers.
Vince. Thank you, Ruben. I've got the first set up, so I gotta wait for the music to stop, right? Okay, we're good to go? Okay. I've got the split screen set up so I can see my commander-in-chief, Luis, and then I can see my partner, because we're the same height. When I wear shoes, I'm a little bit taller than Ruben. And then I can also see my dearest friend, Suzanne, all the way up in clear across the country. So based on how they respond will determine how I continue to stay on track. You know, we're going back to Vance. I sat down, actually, while I was sending a text to my wingman, my wing buddy, Karen Willens, and I said, fall back to spring forward. We're in fall, right? For some of us, it's fall. And I had to think about September as a month and what this month means. And what do we do right now? Well, most young people, if you're a student, you've gotten back into school. Okay. And back is a good thing. It allows us to get into our routine and not to dig super ditches, but trenches, but just kind of get back into a mode of going forward. So when we fall back to spring forward, it literally should be a springboard. It should be a launching pad. And by the way, Ruben, you said if we email you, then we can be part of the presentation team. I never emailed you. So I don't know how I got onto this. So I don't know what's all that about. And I'm trying to order my gloves right now, and I couldn't. So I just sent a text to my BFF, Larry Hafner, and said, hey, the gloves are in. Your wife wants these. She needs them. Order them now. Don't wait. Because that's what we do. My story, my success story, as I mentioned earlier, 29 years. Yesterday, when Dennis Williams drove over 3 hours and sat in my parents' living room, and he had an audience of seven, okay, my two brothers, I'm the middle, I'm the one with all the psychological problems, therefore I get counseling to deal with this, and my mom's hairdresser, my mom's dear friend from years prior, and then my parents. So seven people, an audience of seven. And out of that came something that has just been indescribable. Let me back up and let me use it. I'm looking at my notes. The month of September for me, well, it starts out the day I was born, September 3rd, 1968. Okay. That's the day I was born, birth. September 8th, 1979, catastrophic life-changing event. That was the day I was burned, okay? 14% of my body, burned my lower lip off, burned my nose off, burned my earlobes off. But look, Ma, you know, well, no hands. Everything's back in order, okay? It's not a big deal. But spending 3.5 weeks of my life in the Oregon Burn Unit, that's life transforming, all right? And being bandaged all over your head for a year. Yeah, September 1991 was when I was broken, big time broken. And that's how I discovered Nikin. And Suzanne had, she pulled her, I pull mine out of my pants, not in a weird way, but that's where mine lives. Okay, this thing. And this is my, what I call to customers, it's a $60 back solution. I'm not making a claim. I'm not making anything. It's just a back solution. That's all it is. And you can't have this. I'll give you some other stuff, like my necklace. I gave it away. I met a gal last week who's my birthday buddy. We were born on the same day. She was born a few years prior to me. She's 68. That's the year I was born. Let's continue here. September 21st. Suzanne, what is September 21st? Who in the gang, right?
Well,
no. Earth, wind, and fire. Earth, wind, and fire. September 21st is boogie time, okay? And, I didn't introduce you to my family. This is, the Vance Rogers tribe of, here, I'll get it a little closer. I don't know if you guys can even see it. Anyways, I live with the United Colors of Benetton. All right. That's the way I describe them. We are a tribe of five. It's I asked Addie if she wants to speak to you. She's 11. It's like raising Whoopi Goldberg. Okay? When she wakes up, whatever time of day it is, wow, it is on. I mean, no need for coffee. I start my day with organic coffee in this great mug here, and then the rest of my day, Nikan water. And by the way, since we're talking about products, this little guy here, how do I get it to show? Okay. This stuff right here. Wow. I didn't think we could improve on what we had before. And when I ordered this and started using it. Yeah. Did I tell you what year I was born? Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Anyways, continuing on. September 24th. That was the day that Nikan was birthed in me. The idea, the concept. What was I showing is the question. It's the True Elements Moisturizing Face Cream. Yeah, I lied. I was actually born in 1948. I just turned 73. And when you use Nikan, okay, then you, it just takes years off your life. Sorry. When Dennis Williams introduced me to Nikan, I just couldn't believe what I discovered. Discover it, live it, share it. I think the reality was that I was very broken. I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall back in September of 1991. I couldn't sleep on my back. I couldn't lay down on my back. It was very miserable to do a lot of things that I thought somebody in my early 20s should be able to do. And I thought, yeah, I don't know about this. It took me over 2 months to finally pull the trigger and order the products for myself. I started sleeping on my back. I can do things, and I demonstrate all the time. I meet people all the time, and I look at the floor, and I size up what the floor looks like, what the ground surface looks like. And I said, can I show you something? And if they say yes, then I say, I couldn't do this in my 20s. And I lay down on the floor. And then I stand up using a kind of a yoga maneuver I learned. And I said, I definitely couldn't do that. And they said, they always say, oh, I don't want to do that, Vance. I said, well, I couldn't. So there's my Nikan story. September 16th, and I kind of got out of order, 1995, I was bound, okay? Bound in a good way to this young lady right here. And last weekend, we got to celebrate. Well, I got to celebrate being bound, and, you know, she's my first and only wife. I'm not planning on trading in for a younger model. I can't imagine. She's gone right now in South Dakota. At a wedding today, members of her bio family that she just got reconnected with a couple years ago. And that whole story, that's her story. I'm not going to tell that one because she says, husband, stop telling my story. That's my story to tell. And she's the only one that hasn't texted me yet today. Lots of other people have texted me today. But September 25th, that's today. That's today. Beyond belief. Our company name on my little business card right here. Now you can't see it, but I quit making these because most of us have smartphones. And I just ask people, hey, do you mind if I just send you my contact information? And then automatically they say, oh, okay. And they don't realize they're giving me their cell phone because I got to send them mine. And now I've got their cell phone. I don't have to ask for it. They've willingly given it to me. So now I can text them and I can bug them and I can just, you need to buy this, you need to buy that. No, I don't do that. I just ask them gently, what was it that you were looking for? Because you wanted my information. What did I do? Dennis Williams taught me that. He taught me that years before. You know, what motivated me on September 24th, 1992, still motivates me today. What are the top four motivators? You may want to write these down. And it doesn't really matter the order, but the top motivators in our culture today, sometimes they get skewed. Like Suzanne said, my ings have changed. Okay. What motivates Odell is going to be different than what motivates Alina or Savannah. It's going to be different than what motivates Eliza. It's going to be different than what motivates someone like Jeff. I mean, what motivates Jeff? I mean, that's the question of the day. That's like, where's Waldo? Okay. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean, what does that guy drink in the morning? Because I want some of that. But the top four motivators in our culture today are number one, because there's a need. 90%, give or take, of people get introduced to Neekin because there's a need. I had a need. We all have a need. Okay? And I create needs daily. I'm barefoot right now, standing on my Kinko ground. Why? Because the 11-year-old said, Daddy, you're going to MC it. You know, they can only see from the waist up. I said, I know. You don't have to wear pants, Daddy. I said, oh, I'm going to wear pants. Just in case. But my bare feet are on the Kinko ground. Why? Because that was my greatest need today. The second motivator, okay, this is crucial. There's a cause involved. We don't have any causes in our culture today. Actually, we have a lot of causes. There's a lot. Our oldest daughter, McKenna, she's nuts. She's crazy. Crazy for causes. That could be her motto in life. And at age 22, I can't keep up with her. We just can't. And she sat down the other night over dinner and said, Daddy, I'm thinking about taking this opportunity. And I said, what do you got to lose? And she looked at us and she said, you're not going to try and talk me out of it? And we're like, why? We couldn't stop you from climbing Mount Kilimanjaro when you were 17. That's the highest peak in Africa. We couldn't stop you a few weeks ago from climbing, you know, Mount Adams, from running your first half marathon. We can't stop you, kiddo. Why would we do that? Now, number three, the third motivator in life, this is a hot spot for me, because there's food involved. You get invited to something. Why does Vance go to weddings? Because there's food involved. There's going to be wedding cake. Not really, okay? But I love wedding cake. And wedding cake is even better with good coffee. Okay, I know I'm getting older because I enjoy coffee, but only one cup a day usually. The fourth motivator, and again, these get skewed and they're not necessarily in order, but the fourth motivator is because there's money to be made. Back in 2015, Ben Woodward, when he was the president of Neekin, they did a survey and they discovered that only 7% of Neekinites got into Neekin, became a consultant because they wanted a business opportunity. Well, I think the numbers today are a little different than that. People are hungry. They're looking for the next gig. They're looking for something. So what motivates me today is again, balance in all five pillars. The motivators haven't changed. But when I look at what we can do, let me use one example. And whether you love him or hate him, it's irrelevant. But Tom Brady, okay, most of us have heard of Tom Brady, right, Suzanne? I knew that would get a reaction out of Suzanne. Tom Brady is one of the most winningest quarterbacks in football history. He's 44 years young, and at a press conference a few weeks ago, he announced, he said, retirement? Why on earth would I retire? He said, I think I'm going to retire at 50. And Some were saying immediately, wow, he's arrogant. He's egotistical. He just wants on. He can do it. Why not? There's no, when I read this, by the way, okay, I read something this morning. A noble person plans noble things. He stands up for noble causes. That was written like 4,000 years ago by a guy named Isaiah. And when I read this stuff, I'm thinking, well, Tom Brady, he stands up for noble causes. He wants to prove that you don't have to retire from life, regardless of what somebody says. Now, how do I find out how he can keep doing what he's doing? Well, follow him, Google him, stalk him, go on social media, learn what he's doing to stay in the game. If somebody is successful, well, then my friend Gail Fallis, by the way, Karen mentioned it. I'm going to digress a little bit. Sorry, Gary, because you make me do this. If you want to be on a team like Team Odell, then sign up for that class. If you want to be part of like the I Can people, sign up for that class. Sign up for Humans Being More. Find out the movers and shakers and show up. That's all you got to do. And whether you do it over the phone or you do it via this, you don't have to even show up in person, but you need to show up. You know, the game is scheduled. We have to play. We might as well win. That's the motto that Dennis Williams taught me years ago. Phoenix Suns basketball team. We might as well win. But you got to show up. You got to make a commitment. What motivated me? Again, those four, if you were taking notes, number one motivator, it fills a need. Number two, it's a cause. You want to be a noble person like Isaiah, noble people, plan noble things. You stand up for noble causes. There's food involved, and then there's money to be made. But most of us, we're trying to fill a need. That's where we all start. But don't stay there. Don't stay in that rut. Move on. Be a person about change. Gail Fallis, she's one of the ICANN members. She said it this way. You got to clear the clutter. You gotta clear it out to make room for the good. And that's what we get to do. But what motivated me on September 24th, 1992, yesterday, 29 years ago, still motivates me today. I get to do things that I was not able to do because of these amazing products. I get to pursue balance in five pillars of health. Okay? I get to. It's a matter of choice. Okay? I get to help others. As Zig Ziglar taught me, you know, you help enough other people get what they want out of life, you'll get so much more out of life. And you get around people and if there's people that you meet that all their whole lives are in the negative, just take the I Can philosophy. We don't do negative and we don't hang out with negative people. We hang out with people like Luis. So anyways, thank you. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you very much, Vance. And if you want to know why, I know you didn't send an email to me, but one day I got up and I thought I need to talk to Vance. And then you agreed to be here, and thank you very much for doing this.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Vance. And what's next?